الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تكونوا كالتي نقضت غزلها وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and my friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله, yesterday we had the opportunity and we had the chance that we could talk about how to complete and how to say farewell to the month of Ramadan. How can we complete the month of Ramadan in a way that it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy? And we talked about different points, the main ones being, first of all, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on whatever action we have done. And underneath showing gratitude, we also take care and we take benefit from the few days that we have left. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, as this is a very important and a very critical point for the month of Ramadan and besides the month of Ramadan as well. And finally, the last thing that we talked about yesterday was that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His acceptance, because we know that our deeds and our actions, our worships that we have done, they are worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance. You know, the scholars, it's mentioned that the scholars, after the month of Ramadan, for a period of 6 months, for an entire half year, they would spend, and throughout that half year, they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, accept the deeds that I have done in the month of Ramadan. This is how much they cared about that acceptance. When one of our pious predecessors, he says that the fear of doing good or the thought of doing good, it's much more important that we fear that good deed being accepted. Because as I said, we know that our worship that we do, it is not worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance. So it's very important that even after we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after we do something good, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His acceptance. So we talked about this yesterday, that these are a few things to keep in mind when completing and saying farewell to Ramadan. And before we talk about today's topic, I just one last time wanted to stress the importance of these last few moments that we have. Alhamdulillah, today it is the 28th day. It is the day of Friday. It's the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. It is a time between Asr and Maghrib, already a very virtuous time, already on a very virtuous day. The scholars, they mention that in the entire day of Friday, there is one moment and there's a time where any dua that a Muslim, any dua that a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He accepts that. And many scholars are of the opinion that this time that is mentioned is the time between Asr and Maghrib. So we're already in a virtuous time. It is the day of Friday between Asr and Maghrib. And on top of that, we're in the month of Ramadan and we're very near to the end. And to be honest, the importance of these moments, these fleeting moments, it can't be emphasized enough. This is a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and we're not sure how many more chances will we have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, the numerous hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks about regarding the virtues of Ramadan, that he says that as soon as Ramadan comes in, the days of Jannah are opened and they're not closed until the last night. And the days of Jahannam are closed and they're not opened until the last night of Ramadan. And Shaytan is also locked up. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that a person who commits a good deed, he does something nafl, something optional in the month of Ramadan, then he gets the reward of doing one obligatory, one farz act. And if a person, he does one farz act in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies it by 70 times. He gives him, for that one fard act that he does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward for 70 fara'id. And to give you guys that importance of that fard act and the reward that a fard act has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in a hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the thing that brings a person closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a fard act. And after a fard act, the thing that brings a person, a servant closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a nafl act. So in the month of Ramadan, and that one tiny nafl act that we do, that one optional act, that one optional good deed that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the reward of one fard act. And doing one fard act gives us the reward of 70 fara'id. You know, these are virtues that the month of Ramadan holds. And on top of that, we have the 29th night tonight. And very possible that tonight could be Laylatul Qadr. As you all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Regarding the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that we have revealed the Quran in the night of power in Laylatul Qadr. And he goes on to say very beautifully, he says, Wama adraka ma Laylatul Qadr. And in numerous places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses this type of wording, that Wama adraka. Like he says regarding Qiyamah, Al-Qadi'ah, Mal-Qadi'ah, that what is Qadi'ah? Similar to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. He says that what would make you understand Laylatul Qadr? And he goes on to say, Laylatul Qadri خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. That Laylatul Qadr, it's better than 1,000 months. One night is better than 1,000 months. No, when a person is investing into something, he looks at the ROI, the return on investment. And let's say an opportunity comes up where someone tells him that invest in so and so thing, and you invest $1, and in return you'll get $83,000 back. Not just $83, so not 83 times, not 8300, but $83,000 back for investing that $1. And subhanAllah, this parable is not even the best of examples. Because the money of this world and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, they can't be compared. Right? The money that we have that someone could gain by that investment, it's fleeting. It could go away. But the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us for this one night, that's better than 1,000 months, better than above 80,000 nights. That reward is never going to go away. It's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's in the hereafter, inshaAllah. We will see the benefits and the fruits of that reward in the hereafter, inshaAllah. So, the importance of these moments that we have, these very few moments, we have one or two days left, one or two nights left. These very fleeting moments, to emphasize the importance, it can't be done. They're very important. And because of their importance, I urge every single one of us over here that we take benefit from them. We don't know when the next chance for us to gain the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this will come. You know, many of us, we had friends that, you know, they lived through the last Ramadan. But we look around today and we don't see them. They've passed away. And they haven't gotten the blessing that we have of this Ramadan. Or we have those, or we know of those, that last Ramadan they were completely healthy, they were able. The month of Ramadan came, they stood in Taraweeh, they fasted. But this year, they don't have that health, they don't have that ability that they come to the masjid and they offer Taraweeh Salah, or that they can fast throughout the day. We don't know when chances like this will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just a few days ago we heard it from the Hufaz reading Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 29th barah, he says, that يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. That there will be people on the day of Qiyamah, يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ, that they will be called to prostrate and to worship Allah subhanahu, and to do sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. But on that day, they will not be able to. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ خَاشِعَةً أَبُصَارُهُمْ تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً. That خَاشِعَةً أَبُصَارُهُمْ, their eyes, they will be looking down. خَاشِعَةً أَبُصَارُهُمْ, in shame, in regret, in guilt. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةً, they'll be in complete disgrace. وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, he explains, why will they be looking down? Why will they be in regret? وَقَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ That in this world, when they had the chance, they were called to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had the ability. They knew that they should have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ سَالِمُونَ They were completely able. They were called at a time that they were completely able, they had the chance, but they didn't. They missed that chance, they missed that opportunity. And on the day of Qiyamah, when they won't have it, when they won't have that ability, they'll be called to do sajda then again, and they won't be able to, because they didn't in the world. These are the people who regret on the day of Qiyamah that they should have worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, they should have taken it. They should have benefited from it. But they didn't. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will be in disgrace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being one of those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq and that ability that we recognize this importance and that we take benefit from these moments and we worship Him now. And inshallah, in the hereafter, we can be happy. Ameen. So these very moments, they're very important. But as everything does, Ramadan, the month of Ramadan will end. And truly we can even take a lesson from the ending of the month of Ramadan. That just like this chance of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, it started and now it's ending. Our human lives, the same thing will happen. We came into this world a few years ago. And it might seem like a long time right now, but our life will definitely end as well. We definitely have to taste death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in multiple places, He says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ That every single soul will have to taste death. This is an irrefutable fact. And every single one of us knows this. That death is something that each and every single one of us has to come to. It might seem like we have many years now, or we live so many years in the past, or we have so many years ahead of us, we're still young. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about this, and He says that in the hereafter, the angels, they'll ask the people that, how long did you spend in the world? How long did you spend in the world? And because of the comparison between this world and the hereafter, which is never ending, the people then, they will answer to the angels that we haven't lived in this world except an afternoon or one evening. One afternoon or one evening. That's how short this life is in comparison to the hereafter. So just like the month of Ramadan is ending and we needed to take benefit from it then, this life also of ours, it's a chance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say Alhamdulillah, we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this life. He gave us this chance that we gain His rida. So we need to take benefit from this life as well. So just like the month of Ramadan is ending, our lives will be ending as well. What I wanted to focus on today, and inshallah it'll be very brief. We have these moments, inshallah we can spend them in individual ibadah. But I'll keep it very brief. And the important thing now to realize is what to do after Ramadan. You know, in the beginning of Ramadan, the first few weeks before Ramadan and in Ramadan, we talked about, you know, what should we do in Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, yesterday we had the opportunity to talk about how to end the month of Ramadan. But now the very pressing issue is what to do after. When the month of Ramadan ends, what to do then? And the main point to make over here is that the month of Ramadan was like a training ground. The main thing that we have to do after the month of Ramadan is that whatever we had built up, whatever good deeds that we had done throughout the month of Ramadan, we continue those deeds after Ramadan as well. The Quranic ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that Salm has been obligatory on you. And then at the end of the ayah, He says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That so you gain this ability, so you get this ability of God consciousness. The whole reason of that taqwa is not so that we just fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, that just like we abstain from food and from water throughout the month of Ramadan because we are fasting, we abstain from sins like that as well. Not just in the month of Ramadan, but even after the month of Ramadan. The verses that I prayed in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives the example of a lady who used to live in Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَتَدْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that don't be like this lady, this person. And the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says this, is this person, this lady, what she used to do is throughout the entire day, she would sew something. And she would use a needle and a thread and she would sew something. But for whatever reason, at the end of the day, even though she had worked so hard throughout the entire day, at the end of the day, what she used to do, she would take whatever she had sewn and she would rip it apart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this example of hers and He tells us that وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي, that don't be like her. That just like we have done so much, we've created a habit in the month of Ramadan, right? We maybe before Ramadan, it's very possible that we wouldn't wake up for Fajr. Or even if we woke up for Fajr, we never used to come to the masjid. Or that for Asr Salah, like we see today, mashallah, so many people coming throughout the entire month of Ramadan. Besides the month of Ramadan, we don't see this much of a crowd. So we've built this habit that these 30 days of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, we've come and we've built up a certain type of spirituality. We worked hard, we tried to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fasted throughout the days, we prayed Taraweeh, Salah, we made a bit of this spirituality. We don't want it to be such that as soon as the month of Ramadan ends, all that spirituality that we had made and that we had gained, it all goes away. We don't want that. We need to inculcate this sifa and this attribute of istiqamah into our lives. Istiqamah. And what istiqamah means, I believe Hassan al-Bisri rahimahullah, he defines istiqamah as luzum ta'at Allah ta'ala. He says that istiqamah means to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly and forever. This is what istiqamah is. Luzum ta'at Allah ta'ala. That just like in Ramadan we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even after the month of Ramadan, we want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continue with the worship that we had done during the month of Ramadan. This is what istiqamah is. A sahabi, he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he asks him that, you know, what good deed should I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says to him that قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِلْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says that say أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِلْ, and then be mustaqim, have istiqamah, be steadfast, that whatever you do, do it constantly and do it forever. This is what istiqamah is. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That in the month of Ramadan, although we've exerted ourselves much more than we do besides the month of Ramadan, right? Maybe we'll come to the masjid earlier than, and we tried hard to come early to the masjid. That is not possible for us besides Ramadan. These are things that we have done, alhamdulillah, that we have done for the month of Ramadan. But inshallah, even after Ramadan, let's not completely take away that amal, that good deed of ours. Let's not completely stop it. Let's take a bit of it if we can't do all of it. If we used to come 15 minutes early for every single salah in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, after salah, if not 15 minutes, inshallah, 5 minutes. If not 5 minutes, then at least come for each and every single salah to the masjid for jama'ah. The hadith that I mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that أدوموها, that they are constant. They are done with consistency. وَإِن قَلَّ, and doesn't matter if it's less. Doesn't matter the quantity. Even if it's something very small, if they're done with consistency, that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba, they would ask questions to Aisha radiallahu anha, the Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, about the a'mal and the deeds of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one time she replied to them that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's a'mal, deematan. She said that they were consistent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do an action, but he would do it consistently. There was one sahabi, a hadith just came to mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks to one sahabi and he tells him that لا تكن مثل فلان كان يقوم من الليل فترك قيام الليل. That there is this one person, don't be like him. And the reason not to be like him is because he used to stand in the nightly prayer, but he left it. He used to stand in the nightly prayer, but he left it. He didn't have that consistency. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's advising the sahabi that he's talking to, that don't be like this person. We don't want to be like that. That in the month of Ramadan, these deeds and the worship that we've done, we don't want to completely leave it. That's not the point. The point of Ramadan is that we turn a new leaf in our lives. You know, we turn a new chapter. That if, very possibly, we're disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're leaving out a lot of the worship that we could have done, in the month of Ramadan we started, and when Ramadan ended, our worship didn't end there. Our a'mal and our deed didn't end there. But we continued them into the life after as well. This is what we want. And this is what Ramadan is. It's a training ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's showing us that, you know, we have the ability to do so much more than we thought. Thinking about fasting the entire day for 30 or 29 consecutive days, this seems very hard. If a person tries to fast besides the month of Ramadan, you know, it seems very hard. But in the month of Ramadan, it becomes very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's showing us that we have this ability. During Ramadan, we stand for 20 raka'ats every single day in Taraweeh. And not just short raka'ats. We stand for raka'ats where the entire Quran is being prayed. In four raka'ats, a whole quarter of a juz is being prayed. Besides Ramadan, this is something very hard. This is thought to be very hard. But in Ramadan, we do this. Obviously, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that we have this ability. That if in Ramadan we can stand for 20 raka'ahs and for such long, long raka'ahs, then inshallah after Ramadan, we can also, you know, stand for maybe 2 raka'ahs. If not 20, maybe 2, maybe 4. Or maybe if we're not standing for those optional prayers, then inshallah we can at least pray our sunnah. Right? The sunnah salah. So Ramadan is like a training ground. We want to keep the worship that we have done throughout the month of Ramadan. We want to keep on doing it. If not all of it, then we don't want to completely discard of it. We want to do some of it. All the spirituality that we have built throughout the month of Ramadan, the closeness that we have gained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we want to keep it after the month of Ramadan as well. And one of the most important things that we can take into after Ramadan as well, is throughout the month of Ramadan, we heard and we listened to the ulama and to the scholars. They said that, you know, the month of Ramadan, it has a very close connection with the Quran. Right? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. As I mentioned in the beginning as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that the Quran, it was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the month of Ramadan, we prayed a lot. We prayed the Quran a lot. And we listened to the Quran a lot as well. But my brothers, I want to tell you and I want to emphasize that the Quran isn't just made for the month of Ramadan. The Quran is our life guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that this is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humankind. That even though The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. When it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was revealed over a span of 23 years. And over the span of 23 years, relevant ayat would come down each time. For us as well, we've prayed the Quran in the month of Ramadan, but we don't stop there. The Quran is a guidance for our entirety of our life. You know, we've heard so many stories that they would open the Quran and they would be in some calamity, some difficulty. They would open the Quran and the first ayah that their eyes would fall onto, it would completely eradicate that calamity that they were in, that hardship they were in. That first ayah they would look at, it would help them. This is what the Quran is. The Quran was a miracle given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as guidance for us and as guidance for the people all the way till the day of Qiyamah. We should try to create this connection with the Quran. Inshallah, it's not just a connection that we should build in the month of Ramadan, but also after the month of Ramadan as well. We see that there's so many hardships befalling the Muslim Ummah. The scholars mentioned that the two biggest points that contribute to the downfall of the Ummah is number one, that we've left the Quran. As an Ummah, we've left the Quran and the teachings of the Quran. And number two is that we have a lot of internal strife. We have a lot of these internal fights, and we have this hatred, and we hate so-and-so person, or we have these, you know, these groups that, oh, he's him, and this is us. So these are two biggest reasons that have led to the downfall of the Ummah. Number one, that we've left the Quran. And number two, that we have all these internal fights and we don't have this ittifaq. Anyways, in conclusion, the point of my talk, of this speech, was that we want to build this sifa and this attribute of istiqamah into our lives. Ramadan came and Ramadan will go. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the life as well, Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go as well. These chances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's giving us, it's so that we can change our life. We can change our life for the better. We can gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those chances. But even after those chances, we use that closeness and we get even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that ability. Inshallah, we're going through very virtuous times, very blessed times between Asr and Maghrib on the day of Friday, the last Friday of Ramadan. You know, Laylatul Qadr may be tonight. Inshallah, everyone is requested that, you know, take benefit from this time. You know, switch off your phones or completely stay alone. And, you know, without any distractions, without, you know, talking to him and him. Use your time in individual ibadah. Everyone is requested to do that. If you have Suratul Kahf left, read Suratul Kahf. If you have Surah Yasin, read Surah Yasin. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may He forgive me first and then all of us and the entire Muslim Ummah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the deeds that we have done throughout the month of Ramadan. And may He give us the ability that we can continue these deeds after the month of Ramadan as well. وَآخُرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ